Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to All Things Therapy with Lisa Tahir, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to All Things Therapy. I'm your host, Lisa Tahir. I am a licensed clinical social worker practicing as an intuitive psychotherapist. And my podcast is centered around the belief that we can change consciousness one conversation at a time. I would love to connect with you as my listener. I am taking new clients. So if you are looking for a holistic healing practitioner, please reach out to me through my website, which is nolatherapy.com. It's the abbreviation for New Orleans, Los Angeles Therapy. I want to thank you all for subscribing to my podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. And I ask for you to continue to subscribe and rate my podcast. It helps out a lot for you to do that and share it with people that you think might be interested as you are in the content. Follow me on social media. I am on Facebook. I'm on Instagram, Twitter. I have a YouTube channel, and it's all under NOLA Therapy, New Orleans, Los Angeles Therapy. And I invite you to join my email list so I can send you updates about guests that I have coming on in the future and updates on my book that will be coming out centered around the themes of self-forgiveness through empathy and using self-forgiveness as a way to heal our core wounding and change patterns that we repeat and that causes self-sabotage and pain. I'd love to be able to get that to you through nolatherapy.com. And if you would like to receive a free audiobook download from my sponsor, Audible, check that opportunity out through audibletrial.com/allthingstherapy. Today, I am coming to you from Laguna Beach, California. I'm here visiting some friends from New Orleans the children are attending a summit centered around cleaning up our oceans, getting plastic out of the oceans. And they invited some of the top high school students from around the world to share their ideas on what can we do to solve this problem. So I'm delighted to be with the Lialy family and two wonderful teenagers I have known since they have been children here to present ideas that they have to the people of this summit here in Laguna Beach. So with that, I'm going to segue into introducing my guest today, who has a really creative business. In moments, we'll be with Devin Loftus. She is the founder of Moon Cycle Bakery, and she creates nutrient-dense and hormone-supportive sweet treats that are delivered to your home every month. So this is so interesting and compelling. It's centered around how as women, we get certain cravings around that time of the month and typically turn to really unhealthy foods, then feel really guilty, like we're not taking care of ourselves. And Devin really wanted to help people care for themselves more deeply with more consciousness. And her business, Moon Cycle Bakery, has been featured in Forbes, Cosmopolitan, Parents, DailyMail.com, and other publications. She launched her business in 2017. And I love a tagline I found on something I was reading about Devin and her company, that this bakery turns periods into exclamation points. So with that, I want to welcome you, Devin. How are you?
I'm so good, Lisa. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure. Where do you want to start us today? Because it took me a couple minutes to really wrap my head around this unique idea that you have brought to the market.
Thank you. Yeah, I would love to start to that point with our kind of explaining our foundation and where we move from. I think it'll help to not only bring into focus how we create the treats, like what our mindset is and what we're looking for when we create them, but also the even bigger picture of Moon Cycle Bakery as a company. So
yep, let's do it.
Cool. So I'm going to just kind of go through some bullet points. So first, one thing we're about is dismantling a one-size-fits-all mentality. So we're big believers that the mentality that what works for me works for you or works for everyone can be very dangerous. And we're very big, as you say, about getting back into our bodies and into our consciousness about what works for us. We're also big advocators of food as medicine. So how we create our treats really supports this value. We really look at micronutrients that you may lose during different phases of your cycle. And then we create treats that have nutrients, that have ingredients that help to replenish these nutrients that you might be losing. So we really do believe that food is medicine. We really do believe that what you eat, what you think about, or what you think about what you eat, how you eat, all of the entire relationship with food is really important. And so that's something that you'll see kind of pop up in our business methods. We also are really big on dismantling the menstrual stigma. We're really passionate about taking shame out of our menstrual cycles. And we believe in empowerment and choice through education. So we really believe that you don't know what you don't know. And through education, you're able to make a choice that is good for you. So again, a not one size off fits one size fits all mentality, more of a what is best for me. And through that, you create empowerment. And that's a big, big value of ours. We really love the education, creating blog posts, talking to industry leaders to learn more that we can give to our customers so they can best support themselves. And then lastly, we really are about embracing the human experience in its full spectrum. So sometimes your period's great. Sometimes you're like, oh, okay, this isn't a big deal. Sometimes it's absolutely fucking terrible.
Yes,
so, yes. You know, so we're really about, moving with it, not understanding that not one way is better than the other. We're not a quick fix. We're not a numbing agent. We're really here to bring empowerment, celebration, and education back into the menstrual cycle.
I think it's so interesting, especially what you just said, that some menstrual cycles might be pretty easy, like what I'm experiencing right now, super easy. And some months it's like these debilitating cramps and I'm like, oh, right. Like don't want to get out of bed. And so how does your food help us when we're having our period?
Yeah. So yes, I completely agree. I think that how it happens scientifically and physically is, and I'll kind of run through a few of our treats, bestsellers that do this, because it's this is always what our customers really love, and it's honestly one of my favorite things. Because as I was building this and I worked with nutritionists to do this, I was learning so much, and the science behind it is amazing. Like it's just such an interesting. And really fully holistic mindset that I love. So one of our favorite treats is our chocolate cups. We offer them, we have chocolate cups with ginger and honey, chocolate cups with gluten-free pretzel, and chocolate cups with peppermint. I'm going to just focus on the biggest ingredient here, which is chocolate.
Yes.
Or in this case, cacao.
Cacao, right.
So cacao is really great because it's funny. So oftentimes I hear a lot of women say they crave chocolate. I'm definitely one of them. And it could be a good indicator that we are lacking in the micronutrient magnesium. Our magnesium drops when our progesterone rises in the luteal phase, causing not so great side effects, including headaches, bloating, low blood sugar, constipation, sugar cravings, and fluid retention. So cacao really helps to come in and replenish that magnesium, administer antioxidants, and is, of course, delicious. So that treat's really great for the luteal phase. And honestly, I say, like, our treats can be eaten at any time for, you know, any reason. I eat those chocolate cups my entire cycle.
Yeah. Can I jump in to say something, Devin, that I learned? So I know even when you said the main ingredient, cacao, and I agreed as if I know this, I only know your ingredients from studying and researching. And I had no idea that the craving for chocolate indicates anything having to do with magnesium. So I think it's so unique that, because later I want to ask you, and I think you're starting to answer it, how you began to put these pieces, these seemingly disconnected pieces together.
Yeah.
So, and that you use certain cacao, certain ginger, certain honey that you found to be the best for our bodies as well, I learned in researching your company.
Yes. And I love that you say that, because that is exactly how I felt when I found out about this too. My mind was blown, because I feel like we crave chocolate and it kind of became this stereotype and this almost like running joke about women craving chocolate. And then that was it. There was no more, like for me, I never looked into it. I never wondered why, honestly.
Me neither.
And so it blew that one. Cacao in particular actually blew my mind when I learned about it, because it just made so much sense. And since incorporating cacao into my diet, I noticed such a difference with several symptoms. So yeah, that's one of my favorite ones.
Okay.
But other ones quickly, like sweet potatoes are really great. They help to replenish serotonin and dopamine levels that can drop.
That is so amazing.
I know, right? And it's another reason why we may crave carbs. But the thing about sweet potatoes is because it's a complex carb, it doesn't give you that sugar crash like a simple carb would, like a donut, like a typical donut or cookie.
Yes.
So you're getting that carb satiation, but you're also replenishing your serotonin and dopamine, which is awesome.
That's so cool.
Almonds are really great for breast tenderness. A lot of times when we have that, we're lacking in vitamin E, and almonds or almond butter can help to replenish that. Ginger, as you all know, is great for like upset stomachs, but it's also an anti-pain property, which I just think is amazing.
Really?
So a study showed that there was a significant difference in the severity and duration of pain of menstrual cramps between taking ginger and a placebo when the ginger supplement was given 2 days before the onset of menstruation and then continued through the first 3 days. So again, just amazing. And honey is another one, actually. And honey can give you as much pain relief as an NSAID, as like an Advil. So that's insane.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Right. And then the last one I would touch on would be turmeric. So we use turmeric in our golden milk cookie. We actually work with this amazing brand, Live24K, and they make this really great golden milk mixture that's organic, grass-fed collagen, coconut milk powder, black pepper, and no sugar, which is pretty rare. So they're awesome. And turmeric's just great in general because it supports the body's natural healing process mainly by decreasing free radical damage. And then, so pretty much it just brings your inflammation down. And I feel like you could benefit from that throughout your entire cycle, but especially right before you get your period, everything feels a little bit heightened. Your hormones are about to drop, and it's great. The antioxidant property of it is great right during that time of your cycle.
So I'm thinking several different directions, and for you to choose, one question for certain I'd love for you to answer is how you've talked about having health issues that you had to figure out on your own. You talk about it on your website, mooncyclebakery.com. Mm-hmm. And if that caused you to create the treats that you now offer for us to buy and be shipped once a month, or more specifically, I loved my dear friend Debbie Salzberg of Just Forking Around podcast, another great podcast for those of you that are avid listeners. And you talked to her about even using raw honey, and you like to use honey with honeycombs, and some of how you source your ingredients. So I don't know which way you want to go. It's totally up to you.
Yeah, I'd love to talk about a bit of both. I'll start with saying that I did take my experiences when it came to creating the treats, and I didn't at the same time. When I first started getting my period, I had terrible menstrual cramps. And so that was definitely something that was on my radar, was to want to address that, because I know that's something that a lot of women struggle with. However, it went beyond that. It really came from this place of feeling very disempowered. So I was struggling with, I had been on hormonal birth control, and I had some not so great side effects from it. And it's funny, it was actually my dad who said to me, I was having all these issues, and he was like, maybe go off your birth control. And I was like, no. Like, you know, I was almost like, what is he?
Yeah. But I bet.
Yeah, but he was right. And as soon as I went off it, for me, it made a huge difference in how my body functioned. So that was kind of the first time that I looked into it a little bit more and started to wonder, like, what was good for me? And then the second time that came up was I was having ruptured ovarian cysts quite frequently. And the third time it happened, I went back to the doctor, and she said to me, you know, she was the first doctor to say to me, this isn't necessarily going to stop. This could be just because this is kind of like you're a cysty person, so to speak. Okay. But what I can tell you is the only thing that we can do really is to go back on birth control. And I told her, I really don't want to, because I really don't want how it makes me feel. And she was so honest in saying, she said, I completely understand, because you're trading in one set of side effects for another. And so what she encouraged me to do was listen to my body. She just said, you've now had this three times. You know what it feels like. You know there's nothing they can do. It washes out usually with your period. If it doesn't, you go back to the doctor. And if it does, then you know. And it was the first time someone made me feel like I was in control of my body. Like I could listen to it and I knew it was best.
Yes.
So that was like the door that opened it for me. And I just started to really realize how many women around me felt disempowered. I mean, about a myriad of things, but health being one of them. So that I took from that experience quite a bit when it came to creating the business. And as far as the treats go, I really try to just focus on, you know, the many symptoms that many women deal with, because honestly, I am pretty blessed that I have quite an easy period. So I take the information more from my customers and what they need and create the treats around that.
Well, and I love, and then it's, go ahead.
Yeah, go on. I was going to say, as far as the sourcing goes, it's I think I said this to Debbie too. We really just look for high integrity, honest communicators, brands, you know, that really put a lot of intention and are very transparent in their product. And I was telling Debbie, like, I think sometimes I struggle with the accessibility of things. And so I really try to tell people, like, if you have organic honey, raw honey, awesome. And if you don't, just as awesome. Because the what matters is that you are actively taking a part in your health, and you're actively showing up for yourself in a way that it will benefit you. So, you know, whatever that looks like in this season, in this moment, is good. And don't worry about it being, you know, like a organic or a certain brand if you can't afford that or you can't find that.
Right, that it's better than refined white sugar, period.
Exactly. Yep.
Pardon me, I'm about to sneeze.
Oh, God bless you.
Excuse me. And I love how there was something you were sharing with Debbie that made me laugh around imagining yourself. Was it like Yogi Bear eating honeycombs and honey? Something really cute that I had a great visual around.
Yes. And, I love, you know, when I can find honeycomb, it's like heaven.
Well, and I just recently watched the documentary on Netflix around the epidemic of honey that was coming from China that wasn't even honey, that was sugary syrups, and how I think the U.S. Attorney General had a huge crackdown on intercepting this honey being sold to the U.S. as honey, but it was instead corn syrups and all kinds of garbage, basically.
That's terrible.
So to really, you know, when you're buying honey, and even the consistency, you can tell in the grocery a thicker, darker honey sometime that just looks more authentic, and try not to buy honey from China was the takeaway from this documentary. It was really interesting.
Wow, that's so interesting. I'm gonna have to go watch that.
I think you would love it.
I agree. It's I try to look for like the grainy or like the really grainy.
Yes.
Honey. But you know, I was pretty spoiled living in Washington because of
Washington
that.
State.
Yeah, because we everything was so close, like produce and honey, and you know, like we were getting it from the local almost all the time. So I was definitely very spoiled when it came to that. And I'll be eager to see if I can find the honey now that we're back in New Jersey.
Yes. You know, you also use some ingredients, Devin, I've never heard of that. I wondered if you could educate us about reishi, hisho, chu or lu, like some really unique ingredients in your baked goods. And I was curious about what those do for us.
Yeah. So hisho, wu and cordyceps and reishi, they are what we call adaptogens. And the best way to explain adaptogens is it is an herb. It's from traditional Chinese medicine, and it helps your body stay in homeostasis during stress. So when everyday stressors come up, I mean, it could be like stress just that you're receiving from being on your computer, you know, like endocrine disruptors. It could be stress from your day or something that's happening, but it helps your body stay. What did someone tell me? It's kind of like I can't think of the word, but like that's the thing on your wall that you like a heater, like a
thermostat.
Like it tells you. Thank you.
Yes.
I was like, what? You're welcome. Is that? I can see it. You played right into my charades. That was awesome. but yeah, a thermostat. It's pretty much like a thermostat for your body. So we add them to some of our treats. It's just an added bonus, honestly. It's not going to hurt you. Like it's not going to affect you. If anything, it's just, you're going to find yourself feeling a bit more calm. They do all sorts of things. So for example, cordyceps, it's known for specifically known for increasing energy. It oxygenates the blood. It supports the immune system and brain. It gives us feelings of alertness. And so for this reason, it's really great for after ovulation because it's the time when the body is naturally known to have more energy and drive anyway. And so it can help and assist in new activities, exercise. And it's also a libido tonic. So
awesome.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's cordyceps. And then hisho wu, its properties, one of the biggest things is it's a blood tonic, liver support and kidney support. So it's really great for after you bleed because it helps to rebuild blood levels. So it's
so important.
Work like, yeah. And there, and you know, these three are mushrooms, in particular. So,
oh, cool.
And you can barely taste them. So, we get them from this amazing brand, and shout out to Alyssa Melody, cause she is one of my favorite people. And the way that she creates this product is unmatched. But they're called Root and Bones, and they have an entire line of different adaptogens. But she, if you go to her site, she has so many recipes. There are just so many cool ways to incorporate them into like pancakes and cookies and cakes and a million ways.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so what about, Devin, for people, listeners that might be thinking, okay, these are sweet treats during my period, but what if I'm gluten-free, dairy-free, vegan, mm-hmm. paleo, raw, how do you address those issues and dietary needs?
Yeah, so we are always gluten-free, dairy-free, and non-processed sugar. Because,
oh, awesome.
Yeah, so when it came to, you know, when this idea really came to fruition, I knew that I needed to do it in a way that was going to support women every month, which meant not adding more crap to their diet that, like, you know, that I was already always reaching for as it was. It ended up making me feel worse, not even just mentally, but physically.
Right.
And so that's why we decided to move forward with gluten-free, dairy-free. And like I said, we don't use any white sugar. We mainly use, if we use sugar, it's only coconut sugar. And then we use maple syrup and honey.
Oh, cool.
Yes, and as far as vegan goes, we have a few treats. We're actually launching another one for the spring, which is super exciting.
Awesome.
I'm going to be making them tonight. I know. I can't wait to eat them.
Yes.
So there is something for everyone. our chocolate cups are raw. You know, we just freeze them, so we're not heating them. We pretty much have something for everyone. Yeah.
And what is the shelf life for your treats?
So it differs for everything, but like for our chocolate cups, for example, you can have them easily for 6 months in the freezer.
Oh my gosh.
We always have chocolate cups in our freezer.
Okay.
And it can sit in the fridge for 2 weeks. And out of the fridge, probably like 5 days.
Okay. I don't see them lasting that long, first of all, because they look delicious and I'm certain taste delicious.
Yeah, I'll have to send you a box.
I would love that. And will you talk to our listeners about how they order? I know you have a monthly subscription. Can you talk about that? Because I think that's even unique with tracking your period and such.
Yeah, absolutely. So right now we're in the midst of redoing our website, which is really, really exciting because it's the first time that I created the first website. And then this will be like the first time that we're kind of going above and beyond, and we're going to make it as user-friendly and as easy to order as possible because there are so many moving parts to our subscription. So
yeah,
right now you can go to mooncyclebakery.shop and you can sign up for a subscription, which we offer monthly subscriptions, monthly, 6 month and annual subscriptions. Or if you want, you can also order one-time orders. So you can order up to, I think, 45 treats, I think is what
Oh my God.
Our limit is. Yeah, and so it's kind of fun because we get a variety of both. We definitely have our subscription customers, but then we also have a lot of people who order one time and will order a bunch at once, either to, like I said, freeze them so they have them throughout their cycle, or you know, just whenever they want one, or they will give them as gifts, or they'll take them to a party or whatever. So you have the option to do both. You have the option to order one time or have a subscription. With the subscription is where the tracker comes in. So what you can do is you can we have like a little calendar that you put in when the information, and it'll tell you, it'll estimate when your next period is due, and then we will ship out your treats within the week of your period.
That is so cool.
Yeah, it's super fun.
And it's like getting a present, you know, when you're going through this. And then, because I'm sure an individual might forget, I have my subscription coming. I don't know, maybe not. And then get this beautiful package. Your packaging's beautiful. The way they're presented lovely. Yes, there's a lot of thought in every aspect of what you've done.
Thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome.
You hit the nail on the head. That's exactly what we wanted to create. Like I said, we're all about the human experience. And so experiences are big for me. And it is. I mean, that was really the kickoff for Mooncycle was I looked around me and I realized women really want to feel gifted during this time. They want to feel supported and acknowledged and seen. And they want to feel like they're not alone in this cycle that a lot of times can feel isolating and that society.
Yeah.
So it is. And it's fun because we get so many pictures and videos and text messages of people being like, you have no idea the day I had, and then I came home to this, or I had the worst cramps this morning and this came this afternoon. So it is pretty magical when the way that it works out.
And to hear back from the people you're serving and how happy it makes them.
Yes, that's everything.
That's important to you.
Yep, absolutely.
We are going to take a quick commercial break, Devin, and come right back for the second part of our show.
Great.
Awesome.
Indeed, listening is the new reading. With Audible, you can listen to an unlimited amount of books at home, in your car, at the gym, anywhere on the go. With over 180,000 audiobooks to choose from. For you, the listener of all things therapy, Audible is offering you a free audiobook download and a month-long subscription for you to try them out. Visit audibletrial.com/allthingstherapy now and enjoy.
Do you want to help yourself and friends find a purpose in life?
Then you are in the right place and be a part of the crowdfunding campaign of patreon.com/allthingstherapy with Lisa Tahir as she initiates a one-on interaction with inspiring authors, healing experts, and spiritual directors.
Join the League of Heroes of this generation by contributing your quota between $1 up to $100 per month
at patreon.com/allthingstherapy. And let's make the world free of suicide, poverty, depression, and in all, make the world a better place for everyone.
Welcome back to our show. I'm Lisa Tahir, the host of All Things Therapy. Today, I'm with Devin Loftus, the founder of MoonCycleBakery.com. Devin, so when I heard the interview that you did with Just Forking Around podcast, it was before you and your husband, Brian, took some time off to travel around Europe, I believe. And I was so curious to hear what that was about for both of you and how it affects your business.
It was a dream, honestly. We had just sold our house in Washington, and this is something that we had talked about doing for so long, and it was it kind of fell into our laps, honestly. It happened like 2 months before we ended up going for 2 months. So it was so quick, and we just really grabbed onto the opportunity. I would say one of the biggest things that I got from it, as far as the business goes, and personally as well, which I think goes right back into the business, was number one was just ultimate inspiration. I mean, as far as desserts go, as far as design and like looking for storefronts go, I mean, I have my phone full of pictures of what I would imagine MoonCycle to look like, you know, if we were to have a brick and mortar. And that was something that we had tossed around. We have always tossed around. And something that when I was there, we really reached out to our customers to see if there was an interest there.
Okay.
So that was kind of always going on while I was there. And it was just a lot of fun. And we've gained a lot of information and inspiration from doing that. And then I would say the biggest thing that shifted for me was it was this time where for 2 months, after a year and a half of really steady work of building MoonCycle, of growing, I didn't, you know, I built this amazing team that was taking care of it while I was in Europe. And so it really allowed me to have this space and time, which at first was super uncomfortable. And I kind of was meeting these, like this discomfort and trying to figure out what it was telling me, moving through it. And ultimately what I got to was just a lot more empowerment. So I learned a lot more about myself. I learned a lot more about what it feels like to stand in my power, to step into my power as an entrepreneur, as a woman, as a wife, as a traveler, you know, in all these aspects that I hadn't quite had the chance to do, because when you're traveling, there's no distractions. There's nothing there to stop you from having to go really deep inside yourself. So it was this really awesome mix of a lot of self exploration and learning a lot about myself, paired with like the best food I've ever eaten in my life and Christmas markets and, you know, time with my husband and my friends. We actually ended up meeting at one point. So it the way that it's showing up in MoonCycle is I came back hitting the ground running, and we actually have this like the most magical, amazing opportunity has come up for us that we're moving forward with. And I can't say much more about it yet.
Sure.
But it is like an ultimate dream come true. And I really don't think it would have happened if I hadn't gone to Europe.
Where did you all go exactly on your trip?
We went to, I think it was 9 different countries.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was. It really was. I feel so, so lucky to have been able to do it. But we went all over England, France, Germany, Copenhagen, Scotland, Belgium. Yeah, it was like a complete Holland, a complete whirlwind. But it was was amazing. It really was the trip of a lifetime.
And you touched upon the possibility of a brick and mortar. I was so curious. Mm-hmm. I am so curious to know, what is the future for Mooncycle Bakery that you can talk about right now? Do you see a brick and mortar in the future? Or what kind of ideas did this trip generate for you?
Yes, I do. I definitely do. And the feedback that we received from our customers was amazing. And it was so enlightening. I mean, people really wanted it. They really wanted a space that they could come and shop our treats. And what I would really like to do, which is a big dream of mine, and my husband's a chef, so it's a dream of his as well, is to open a cafe. So we would call it the Mooncycle Cafe. And then instead of just having treats, we would have meals. And I want to have a place that, again, is accessible, is really focuses on high quality products, high quality ingredients.
Yeah, I see that for sure.
Yeah, is big on the wellness scene, and also have a part of the menu that has dishes for different seasons throughout your menstrual cycle. So not only just the menstrual, follicular, ovulatory, and luteal phase, but also postpartum. I mean, that's something that we want to address a lot more about, and menopause as well as pregnancy. So I'd love to have dishes that women, you know, who are pregnant and are like, I can't eat this or that, feel like they're in a safe place to come in and nourish themselves. And, you know, same for other parts of the cycle.
You know, so I'm trying to figure out how your previous professional life was in fashion, and you had a clothing line. Were you always cooking and making these treats on the side? How did you make that transition?
You know, it's funny. I just have so many interests and passions, and I've been lately trying to ask myself, what is the common thread? Because I know there is one, but it's hard to see. And I think I just came up with it actually a couple of days ago. I've always loved to bake. I baked with both my grandparents growing up and my great grandma. So I've always liked to bake. I don't necessarily like to cook. I like to bake because it's like, I love design. I love creating. I love art. Like, I love to do all that stuff, and baking feels very similar to me in that respect. But really what it comes down to is I've just been somebody that is really passionate about the human experience. I just really like, I feel like I have this one life and I want to experience it. And I don't want to shy away from the hard experiences. I want to find a way to alchemize them. So that shows up in, like, that can show up for me in clothes. Like, that can show up, like, my, like, I can take the way that I feel or about certain experiences and just alchemize them into certain industries. And it's seen now, it's more seen in, like, my writing and Mooncycle, or like the design work I do. So I think that's the thread, I looked around at what people were experiencing and realized, like, there's got to be more to this. There's got to be more than just getting through. There's got to be a way to celebrate this. So it's funny because I know I look at my background and I'm like, man, you never know where life's going to take you.
Yeah. And the thread that I see tying both careers together certainly are centered in my mind around being a visionary and a creative, that you're able to bring both of those skills and passions to clothing design and to making foods that are nutrient dense, delicious, and are beautifully packaged. So it's like taking, and artful. So it's like taking all these things important to you and putting it into something.
Yes, you're absolutely right. Thank you for reflecting that back to me. I appreciate that. And I completely agree. I'm not somebody that's ever been good at sitting inside the box. And so you're right. I think I try to find ways that we can incorporate everything instead of what we just think we can incorporate.
Yes. Expanding that perspective of ourselves and our lives.
Exactly. Yep.
So your book, you're working on a book as well, I understand.
Yes, I am. I'm working on it. It's funny. I don't know even what it's going to look like. I thought I did. And the beauty of creativity is it morphs the more I write. And and so I'm just kind of going with it for now. But yeah, I have spoken with a literary agent who's interested in my work, and now is just the time where I kind of build my platform out. So that's what I'm doing. But I really, my initial, which I think is still something, you know, it's still something that I'm very passionate about, book is I want to write a book that it's this book where I meet emotions. So I meet, say, joy or playfulness, and I learn something from them. So I could be like sitting on the swings talking to them, or in one of them, I'm noticing like her bouncy curls, or how every time she walks away from me, she always has strawberry jam on her shirt. Like she always has a stain. Mm-hmm. And I want to do it in the sense of, I really believe that when we embrace our emotions and we understand that we can meet them and then leave, like we don't have to dwell in them. We don't have to get stuck, I want to encourage that people feel into things and feel again empowered to do so. So that's kind of where I think I'm headed. But yeah, we'll see.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I just finished a book that I've spent the last almost 3 years writing, and I have a literary agent as well, shopping for publishers, and I feel so excited to get my book into the world. It's such a transformational process for me, writing a manuscript, writing a book, and then it's different evolutions even that I heard you mention,
right?
Going with the process, and where I started with it is not where it ended up. And I like that. It ended up, I think, in a better place than I conceived when I first stepped on the path and then started to write about our core wounding and its healing. So for you as
I'm so excited for your book. I actually was looking at it yesterday, and I was
wait
to read this.
Yeah. I really appreciate that. It's been such a labor of love.
It really is. It is. And good for you for staying open to, you know, for not getting attached to the outcome. I think that's amazing.
Thank you. And I would encourage our listeners today, anyone out there that has it in them to write a book, to really start that process, because publishing is more accessible now than it ever has been through self-publishing, and even accessing a literary agent to help you then find a publisher if you want to go that route. So anyone listening to us today, I would encourage you to seek out those avenues so that you get to verbalize what it is that you would love to put out into this world.
Yes, I totally agree.
So what would you like to leave us with, Devin, in the last part of our show and with our listeners and Moon Cycle Bakery? I'm so excited to try particularly your brownies made from sweet potatoes and the chocolate cups.
Just so
sound
good.
Divine. Like those two things sound so mouthwateringly delicious.
Yes, those are probably our two bestsellers. And I'll send you out a box this week. So I'll send you.
Thank you.
I'll send you some of those. Yeah, of course.
I appreciate that.
Thank you for having me. I would say that what I would like to leave people with is encouragement and the reminder that life is never linear. So to keep doing what you feel called to do, to trust in yourself, and to know that there is nothing outside of you that you need. You have everything you need to move forward and to really be the person and live the life you want to live.
Yes, absolutely. I think that's a great reminder that in a culture where there's so many distractions, and when we compare ourselves to others, and we can end up easily feeling less than or deficient, or we have to keep striving. So I love your reminder that we have everything within, and it's about just looking there for our answers.
Yes. Yep, exactly.
Well, thank you for your contribution with what you're doing through Moon Cycle Bakery. And I would love to come to your brick and mortar when it's out here in the world. It's just so exciting.
Thank you so much, Lisa. Thank you so much for the show. I mean, I love everyone you have on, and you're just so full of wisdom. So thank you for sharing it.
You're so welcome, Devin. I appreciate that greatly. And I hope you have an awesome day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye. That concludes my show today with Devin Loftus of MoonCycleBakery.com. Check out her website to either subscribe to get her nutrient-dense treats during your period or to just order them to have and share with your loved ones. I hope everyone has a wonderful rest of their week, and please listen in next Thursday as I bring you another episode. Bye.
You're listening to All Things Therapy with Lisa Tahir, only on LA Talk Radio.